This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News.
Where the Philadelphia man shot and killed Monday by police after he was approaching officers with a knife and refusing orders to put the weapon down led to many nights of rioting and looting. The family attorney says the family is seeking justice, but they are not seeking for the officers to be charged with murder.
I don't think so, right? And here's why. Here's why. They were improperly trained and did not have the proper equipment by which to effectuate their job. They didn't have it.
The family does intend to file a wrongful death suit. Two suspects in Florida have been arrested after being accused of stealing mail and mail-in ballots earlier this week. Using a homemade device capable of lifting letters out of a Dropbox has been reported by the Sun Sentinel newspaper. The suspects were identified as Junior Alexander Cabral, 28 years of age, and Vladimir Cabral Cuevas, 20, USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Vaccine update. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has the latest.
Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says we will most likely know in December whether we have a safe and effective COVID-19 vaccine. Fauci saying the speed of vaccine development doesn't compromise the safety or scientific integrity of the process.
It is a reflection of the years and years of fundamental basic and clinical research that led to the development of the platform technologies that allowed us to make that very rapid switch from a sequence to a vaccine.
The United States has roughly 0.5% mortality rate at this time. About 200 migrants were aboard a boat that caught fire and capsized on Saturday, hours after it had left Senegal for the Canary Islands. That's according to the International Organization for Migration. At least 140 people drowned. The Senegalese and Spanish navies, as well as nearby fishermen, were able to rescue 59 people. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
NASCAR heads into Martinsville Sunday. Driver Chase Elliott talks about the old-school short track being the deciding factor on who makes the championship four and who doesn't.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I think Martinsville certainly is a place that deserves to be on the schedule, and I think it deserves to have an important place on the schedule. And where it's been placed in this final 10 races over the last, heck, it's been right there towards the end of the season for a long time. So, it's been a deciding factor in who makes the final four every year since this format was implemented, if I'm not mistaken. So it's always been important, and I think rightfully so.
The Xfinity 500 race is Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC. San Francisco's 48-story Transamerica Pyramid Building was sold Wednesday for the first time in its nearly 50-year history. The players are Deutsche Finance America and New York developer Mike Chivo, purchasing the tower and complex for $650 million. It was originally listed in August of 2019 for $700 million without any takers. COVID-19 was partly to blame. Icon Insurance cut $50 million off the price tag, and part of the San Francisco skyline has new owners. When the Transamerica Pyramid was built in 1972, it was the tallest building in the area. Critics called it hideous nonsense. The 2018 completion of Salesforce Tower in downtown San Francisco at 1,070 feet makes it the big dog now. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, and also great to be spending some time with Dr. Paul Ken Gore. Yes, Paul is a professor of political science at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania, author of many books. His latest, The Devil and Karl Marx, which we could spend days talking about. Paul, always good to have you with us. How are you?
Good, Bill. Good to be with you.
Well, we've got a Supreme Court, a new Supreme Court justice. Still, the heads on the left are still spinning over this. They don't know what to do. And everything is remains political. I mean, the Girl Scouts can't even congratulate her. Why? What the heck is going on here?
Well, I think they know what to do. At least they think they know what to do. They want to pack the court.
Yeah.
And that's really quite ridiculous. It's obscene. And, you know, people probably, you know, on the left will bark at their radio right now that while they are allowed to do it, the Constitution doesn't fix the number of seats. And, yeah, that's right. That's correct. But if this was the other way around, liberals would be screaming bloody murder.
Of course.
And, you know, it's really typical of the left that when they finally start to lose on something through the regular, you know, normal constitutional, you know, legislative, judicial process, they change the rules.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all these years of having a liberal majority or something more split, something more divided, and you win an election because the Democrats nominate Hillary Clinton,
yeah,
right?
Right.
That's, you know, they never take responsibility for that one, Bill, right?
No, it's no,
just,
not at
just
all.
Like, yeah, just like in 2020, mm-hmm. I think they're probably going to lose again, to tell you the truth. Mm-hmm. And they won't blame that on nominating Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they won't, you know, there are probably, you know, 10, 20 million pro-life evangelicals and Catholics out there who might have been willing to vote Democrat in 2016, even 2020, if the party could have put forward somebody who wasn't a nut on the abortion issue.
Exactly.
Right? Right?
Well, the other deal, I mean, their platform is so hardwired. I mean, they consistently go out there, Paul, and they're trying to sell something that 70% of the population just on its face doesn't want.
That's
and
right.
So they may need to implode here and reconstruct, and this could be a major do-over in a sense of, you know, some rehabilitation that the Democratic Party has to consider, because what you're hearing is not that people, you know, are leaving the party as much as the party has left them. And what they're doing now, we're finding that at the Trump rallies, you got anywhere from 15% to 20% of the people in attendance were previous Democrats in the recent election.
Yeah, well, they won't learn from this, Bill, because they never blame themselves. They always blame the other side. They're so emotional and angry about it. And look, in terms of people leaving the party here in Pennsylvania, my home state. Now, mm-hmm. Now, people think about this. Since the year 2008, 500,000 Democrats have re-registered as Republicans.
Wow.
In the state of Pennsylvania. That's right, 500,000.
And throughout the state of Pennsylvania, I just looked at the data this week. I'm going to be writing a piece on it for the American Spectator. In 62 out of 67 counties, Bill, there's a plus Republican registration rather than Democratic registration over the last year.
Wow.
So Democrats, and now this is why Trump will win Pennsylvania, by the way. In 2016, Trump won Pennsylvania by 44,000 votes. Okay. There were, in 2016, there were 900,000 more Democrats in Pennsylvania than Republicans. It's now down to 700,000 more. Mm. So the Democrats lost 200,000. I mean, all Trump needs to do is to win by 44,000 again. Mm-hmm. Is basically retain what he got in 2016, and I've yet to meet a single person who voted for Donald Trump who's now planning to vote for Joe Biden instead.
Right.
And in fact, I'm meeting a lot of people who didn't vote for Trump and now feel that the Democrats have left them no option but to vote for Trump. And that answer by Joe Biden at the end of the second debate about fracking in the oil industry.
Oh yeah,
was devastating to him in Pennsylvania. And I live in Western Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm literally standing above in Marcellus Shale, and Western Pennsylvania is like the Saudi Arabia of Marcellus Shale.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, about 10 years ago, I was offered money on our property because of a fracking company that wanted to have the rights, the mining rights here on my street.
Well,
and I'm meeting people throughout Western Pennsylvania who are telling people, don't you dare vote for Joe Biden because you will kill our jobs.
Exactly.
It is a moral responsibility to vote for Donald Trump just to stop Joe Biden because I've got, and these are Democrats, Bill.
Yes.
These are
wow.
Democrats.
Yeah, well, it's so academic. And the thing is that Biden, even after making that statement, he exacerbated the problem because then he goes, well, I'm kind of for fright. Well, we're going to phase it out. I mean, he complicated the whole issue and said, hey, just kidding, you know, or whatever.
And we're going to phase it out? Look, in the Beaver Valley, Monaca, Pennsylvania, which is the home of Joe Namath, Pistol Pete Maravich, Tony Dorsett, Mike Ditka, all these famous athletes. I mean, people made movies about it in the 70s and 1980s. The Allegheny River that goes down along there. They're building a 5,000 employee cracker plant. And, you know, cracker meaning it's like a phrase for cracking, which is also like it's fracking, same thing.
Yeah, it's not anything racist, ladies and gentlemen. So just you understand.
right. it is literally right now the largest construction project going on in North America. And they're building it right now. And,
wow.
And so even going to Joe Biden's most generous statements, where he said something like, well, I'm just saying no new fracking licenses.
Right.
Well, what would that do to this?
Exactly.
Come on. And also, too, we're going to phase it out. I mean, you got guys here that are in their 30s who are making $90,000 a year.
Right.
Who otherwise, you know, speaking of cracking, some of these guys could be dealing drugs. They could be in prison. These are the guys I grew up with.
Yeah.
I know these guys. And so what are they going to do if they're looking at this thinking, well, okay, 15 years this could get phased out. I guess I'll have to make plans to go to college. I don't know, maybe go get a degree in nursing or something like that, which is what guys around here were doing in the early 1980s. So I mean, he's put Pennsylvanians in a position Biden has where he's basically saying you have to vote against me.
Right.
You have
exactly.
No choice.
Well, what did he get the playbook from Hillary Clinton? You know,
right.
Because she tried to, she did the same thing. I mean, this is like,
thing.
Well, you know, it's like, well, we'll keep on going. We're going to compel you to agree with us one way or another because we're smarter than you, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
I mean, what arrogance. And the thing is also about Biden is that, you know, the way he explains some of this policy, I think maybe I'm entering into, you know, early stages dementia because he says, well, we're going to do this by 2025. How are you going to do this by 2025? And then the next time he says, well, I think 2035. I mean, the goalposts are always moving with him.
Yep. With the left. The left's always moving the goalposts on everything. Exactly right.
It is. It is amazing. I'm right with you. Dr. Paul Kengor, the professor, is here, and he's, I hope you're taking notes, because, hey, we're just getting started. The political science professor at Grove City College in Grove City. We got more from Paul after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're fresh and independent 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And voting is well underway, and we're heading to the finish line. So make sure, if you haven't, you get out there and vote. Take somebody with you. Take the entire neighborhood, for goodness sakes. Back them up in the van. Get them out there. Make sure you get, you let these politicians know. You let this country know where you stand on these issues. This is, Paul, this is so important, and it's always, you know, the most important, you know, we always come to this, to the most important election of our lifetime. But clearly this is, I mean, I don't think it's ever been so clear where you have such a binary choice between, do you want us to continue to go down the road of socialism, or do you want to re-embrace our constitutional principles and capitalism?
Yeah, and I think a good sign of that too, Bill, is that Joe Biden for a long time was known as a Democratic moderate.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you can see how far the left the guy's been pushed.
Yes.
What we were talking about there in that last segment, for him to finish up that debate by saying that he wants to phase out not just fracking, but oil.
Yeah.
Oil generally for you know, what was clearly, I mean, what he laid out there was the Green New Deal.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yes.
And in fact, a few minutes before he made that statement, he was talking about spending billions, he might have even used the word trillions,
yes,
on infrastructure,
mm-hmm,
for retrofitting and, you know, making, you know, whatever, energy compliant, whatever, every building in the United States. I mean, that, you know, that's right out of the Green New Deal.
Exactly.
And so here's somebody, he calls himself, you know, old lunch bucket Joe from Scranton, PA. And by the way, Bill, he left Scranton a long time ago. I don't think he's lived in Scranton for 70 years.
Right.
But the guy once knew, being a Democrat in the Senate from the 1980s, of mm-hmm all things, you know, that's back when the party was running, you know, blue collar, Dick Gephardt, John Hines, who was a kind of a liberal Republican from Western Pennsylvania, cracking down on trade, basically having exactly the kind of economic and trade policy and policy for blue collar workers that Donald Trump has right now.
Exactly.
And he abandoned all of that, instead going for this Green New Deal, AOC type socialism. And it's going to cost them. It's going to cost them the election. I'll tell your listeners right now, Donald Trump is going to win Pennsylvania, and when he does, he's going to win the election. And I drove literally the entirety of the state last weekend. Mm-hmm. I live about 30 miles from the Ohio border. I drove all the way across, all the way into New York City, of all places.
Mm. Well,
I drive all over Western Pennsylvania. The signs for Donald Trump are truly everywhere.
Exactly.
I mean, it's really remarkable. I saw them, Bill, in 2016 as well. I didn't take him seriously. Yeah, I was struck then by the signs. Other guys that I knew were, and you know, signs are anecdotal, right? They're not
right,
statistical. But the way it's not just the numbers.
Well, it's showing you enthusiasm. Paul, the wife and I went through 12 states driving, you know, cross country from California, you know, to Florida, and I only saw two bumper stickers for Biden-Harris.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only two. Donald Trump, by comparison, I mean, it was prolific, to your point, exactly what you're experiencing, just in one state. And we went through, you know, and we didn't go through all the interiors and everything, but just traveling through 12 states, anecdotally, and just by observation, you know, this kind of response, so it's quite telling. And then, you know, I talked to my brother in California. Now, California is blue as you can be, right, with all the stuff going on. In Los Angeles, I mean, they have car rallies for Trump. There was a rally the other day. A friend of mine calls me from Ventura County, and it was over a mile long of cars honking for Donald Trump.
Wow.
Studio City, the same thing in San Diego, over 1,000 boats in a boat parade. I don't see even 5 votes for Joe Biden.
No. In fact, the typical Biden sign that you see is just that. It's a sign and nothing more, right? It's a little placard, obviously grabbed from the local Democratic Party headquarters. The Trump signs, I mean, these are massive. They're homemade. They're the sides of buildings, barns. I've seen entire yards.
Yes.
Just filled with Trump signs. Trump 2020. The one that I see here a lot in Western Pennsylvania, it says Trump 2020, no more bull blank. Right? There are signs with Trump as Rambo. Trump's face over top of Rambo.
Yes.
Another, he's ripping his shirt open with a Superman thing on his chest. A friend of mine, Selena Zito, the great political analyst, she saw a farmer's cow painted Trump. on the side of it. I mean, you don't see that for Biden anywhere.
No.
So I mean, you know, Trump supporters adore the guy.
Well, because he wants to get rid of cows.
Set themselves on fire for the guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, the Democrats getting rid of cows. We're in trouble. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, well, the thing is, it's not only Trump, but also down line. You cannot have Nancy Pelosi with a gavel again. If you get Schumer, if the Democrats were to control the Senate, you got court packing away. I mean, it could be an absolute mess here. And so, yes with Trump, and there has to be such a resounding mandate that comes through, because we've got to overcome a lot of this fudging and, you know, this mystery over, you know, ballot harvesting and shenanigans that are going on. Otherwise, Paul, I mean, the streets are getting ready. I mean, the cities are getting ready for riots. I mentioned Los Angeles. I was told that they're already starting to board up the buildings and businesses there in Rodeo Drive in Los Angeles because they anticipate, you know, riots going on.
Yeah. Well, and that's what the left is going to do if they lose. And I, by the way, again, court packing and fracking, those two things, they've mm-hmm. made it impossible for me to vote for Joe Biden, not that I was going to anyway.
Right.
But yeah, I could have not voted for either one, but it's basically made it a necessity to vote for Trump in order to stop Biden.
Exactly.
Because you can't have that. It's like they're forcing you. It's like Biden is begging people like us to vote against him.
Right.
But here in Pennsylvania, yeah, I mentioned those 62 of 67 counties where Republicans outgained Democrats in the last year here.
That's a huge
on
number.
Voter registration. Mm-hmm. And among the five, the only five where Biden had gains, they were all really small except for Philadelphia. And Philadelphia was like plus 10,000, which, by the way, is not that much and doesn't make up for all the Republican pickups that Trump has had in Bucks, Erie County, all these other counties. But, you know, barring some sort of really crazy corruption and shenanigans in Philadelphia, which Philadelphia is capable of, but believe me on that.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that Trump loses Pennsylvania.
Exactly.
I just can't conceive. Based on these numbers, how he could possibly lose it.
Well, Paul, you know, as you've drawn reference to, it is so critical, and it seems that the IQ of today's voter has been on the increase. That's the other thing. Some of these things aren't nuanced anymore. They're quite clear. And by the way, if you have any doubts whatsoever regarding the party platforms, at BillMartinezLive.com at our website, we have there the 2016-2020 party platform comparison that you can download, share it with your friends. We thank FRC Action for putting this together. It's a parallel presentation, Republican, Democrat, and there's scripture alongside to support each of these key issues like sanctity of life, redefining marriage, the Supreme Court, conscience rights in health care, social experiments in the military, on and on, sex education, God and government, on terrorism. You can see the difference and know these parties, you know, where they stand, where the Republicans stand, where the Democratic, based on their platform. Okay, these are things that are printed just like the same way, like Joe Biden tried to escape his alignment with Bernie Sanders' manifesto, 112 pages, which basically, forget about the Constitution. It's that 112 pages that, you know, if you don't read it, then you'll find out, just like we did with Obamacare, that we had to pass it to find out what was in it, right?
Right. That's exactly right.
That's scary.
It is scary. It is.
And this is what Joe Biden is doing. I mean, he's like Pop Goes the Weasel as he comes flying out of the, you know, the lid in his bunker, which is amazing to me that you would have somebody running for president. I mean, how is he going to act on a foreign stage, on a national stage with President Xi or the Ayatollah? Well, the lid is on. I can't talk to you right now. Is that what we can expect? I don't know. It's
I think that's where we are. Yeah,
well,
it's going to be exciting.
Exactly. Well, stay tuned. Put on your seatbelts and your crash helmets, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Paul Kangor right here. Thank you, Paul. Take care.
All right.
A great one.
Take care.
This is sponsored by Humana. The Medicare annual election period is officially here. If you're a veteran considering Medicare options, you'll need to select your plan before the December 7th deadline. While this can seem overwhelming, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, Eligible individuals can research options safely by using informational websites, attending virtual educational events, and scheduling one-on-one virtual meetings with licensed health insurance agents. Ed Sandrick, Director of the Veterans Channel Humana.
It's important to research your options, especially veterans who have VA benefits, to ensure you're selecting a plan that suits your health needs. Humana Medicare Advantage plans, which are recommended by USAA, include the Honor Medicare Advantage plan. The Honor plan is available to all Medicare individuals in 46 states and may complement VA benefits, as well as provide beneficiaries with extensive coverage.
Visit humana.com/Medicare.
Twitter continues its censorship policy against conservative views after meeting with lawmakers claiming it's not biased. Twitter suspended U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan for a post celebrating the success of the U.S. Southern Border Wall. The tweet read, "Every mile helps us stop gang members, murderers, and pedophiles from entering our country. It's just a fact." Twitter locked the account Thursday for that statement. A Colorado man, Peter Bailey, who played the lottery this spring and won $1,500, lost all of his winnings after he failed to turn the ticket in time, by 3 days, according to a report. While Bailey didn't win millions, he hoped his winnings would allow him to travel with his wife. The lottery office briefly closed due to the pandemic. Bailey said he felt uncomfortable sending it through certified mail, so he decided to wait to turn his ticket in. Colorado lottery spokesperson Megan Dougherty said strict lottery rules are mandated by the state, and an exception could not be made for Bailey after he turned his ticket in past the deadline. USA Radio News.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass pasture cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Federer, yes, the American Minute creator, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, is with us right now. Bill, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, great to be with you.
Hey, always great. Boy, I'll tell you, history continues here in our country as we, it's a race to the finish, right? I mean, and the finish may come a little bit slower than expected. It's not going to, you know, they tell us that we may not know on Tuesday night, Election Day, November the 3rd. It could take a couple of days, especially with, you know, some of these states, you know, going to the courts and saying, look, we need to, you know, we need to have several days and maybe weeks even after. After everything is said and done, and just disappointingly in some cases already a bit of surprise. I don't know if this shocked you that Justice Barrett has decided to recuse herself on a couple of these election issues. What's going on here?
Wow. Yeah, that is pretty scary. That's the whole reason that we wanted to put her in. Is that
I thought so.
Recuse herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I ran for Congress 3 times, and each time there I ran against Dick Gephardt, who was the Nancy Pelosi before the Nancy Pelosi. Mm-hmm. And I experienced what can really be no better defined as planned confusion. In other words, they left my name off the ballot in 5 wards of the city of St. Louis. And then on the election day, when this became news, they're like, we'll just leave the polls open till 10 o'clock and tell everybody to come back and vote again. I was like, how are you going to make sure that they're not voting twice? I mean, and then the next time they left people's names off the registered voter list. People supposedly went in to vote. Their name wasn't there. And so then they brought a lawsuit. And their response was what? Let's leave the polls open until 10 o'clock. Tell everybody to come back and vote again. Like, this is deja vu. The third time, they had computers in the Jefferson County Board of Election, and we were winning, and then the electricity goes off. And when it reboots back up, we go from being ahead to behind. And they said, oh, well, somebody was doing construction. You mean at 10 o'clock at night in a Board of Election meeting?
Right.
And so they always had an excuse. And so I was at a meeting recently. President Trump addressed us, Tom Fitton with Judicial Watch, and he says that the mail-in voting is a planned confusion crisis. In other words, there was a primary in New Jersey. It took 6 weeks to count the mail-in ballots. Six weeks. Why? Because they would argue over whether the signatures matched, this, that, and the other. You had some legal challenges, and they threw out a third of the ballots. And if that's just one primary in one state, there's 100 million extra pieces of mail being delivered. Mm-hmm. And with all of the challenges and recounts and legal challenges, their goal is to not just have it be drug out for a couple of days or a couple of weeks. If they can drag it out till January 6th, then the whole election is thrown to the House of Congress.
Yeah.
And each state gets one vote, depending on the majority of their congressional delegation. So if they have more Democrats than Republicans and that are congressmen from that particular state, then they cast the vote for their, you know, Democrat or Republican, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. And right now the Republicans have a two-state lead. And if there's a if the Republicans lose a half a dozen congressional seats in a couple of these key states, then those delegations would flip and become Democrat, and they could win the election. This, you know, a similar thing happened in the, you know, third election with a tie between Thomas Jefferson and
Yes, exactly.
Carter and mm-hmm. Alexander Hamilton, you know, was cast, caused some pressure to be put for a couple votes to switch. And so believe it or not, this is a plan that Tom Fitton says this is more than just political conjecture. They're actually planning this. And so
all we need is the coup d'etat after everything is all said and done is you have a little duel between Biden and Trump in New Jersey, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Just to bring back the similarity, bring it back to full circle. But that's how madness, I mean, this madness is created when you have rules and you violate the rules, then you really got heads exploding right now. And somebody has more to gain over this confusion than others, right? I mean, this isn't all being, you know, crafted in such a degree that this is willy-nilly. I mean, this is with an end game and purpose here, right?
Yeah, so a model that's been used for 70 years after World War II, Germany, France, England gave independence to their former colonies. And so now you had brand new countries all around the world, and they elected brand new leaders, and they're, you know, coming out of the struggles of World War II. And it looked hopeful, except the Soviet Union decided that they did not just want communism to run the Soviet Union. They wanted to export it and have it run the world.
Right.
And so they began to send KGB agents in to all these new countries that just got their freedom, Romania, Poland, Hungary, you know, Czechoslovakia. And they would find groups of people with grievances. Now, they just came through a world war. There's lots of people struggling. And they would break these people into groups ethnically. You know, Croats, Serbs, Bosnians, they break him religiously, you know, Orthodox and Islamic, and or they break him economically or racially. It really didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Their goal was to divide them, instead of patriotic, wanted to divide them into victims and oppressors, haves and have-nots.
Well, it sure sounds a lot like America today, right?
Yeah, and then they would orchestrate protests that would be escalated into riots and violence and smashing windows and setting buildings on fire and even taking over government police stations and so forth. And then they would co-opt the media with bribes and threats to blame the current leader of the country for all the problems. And they would even release false polling data ahead of the coup to show that the newly elected leader is unpopular when he still really is popular.
Exactly.
And then they would I find weak links in the military, and then when the country is panicky and confused enough, they would do a coup or a rigged election with voter fraud. And when the dust settled, they would replace the leader with a Soviet puppet. And the violence would suddenly stop and everybody would be happy for a while until they realized they just gave up their brand new free country and now they're under the thumb of a totalitarian dictatorship. So it's a well-developed model that I wrote about in a book. The title of the book is Socialism, The Real History from Plato to the Present. And the subtitle is How the Deep State Capitalizes on Crises to Consolidate Control.
Exactly. And this is where we are right now. I mean, this is all about control. This is what's going on in our country. And you've got these players, the BLM activists. You've got the communist Chinese that have infiltrated. They're part and parcel of the Black Lives activists. You got Antifa, all participating, the sum total. And then, of course, we've been preconditioned over the years, Bill, as reported extensively by Trevor Loudon. And that is that the Democratic Socialists who have got into office. I mean, over 100 card-carrying Democratic Socialists. I mean, what does that mean? I mean, you're not an American. You're a Democratic Socialist. I mean, you take a vow to protect and defend this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And here you are. You are, in a sense, you're a domestic enemy taking a vow to protect the very thing that just brought you into office, and what are you doing? Are you taking a vow with your fingers crossed because you're down the line, you're hoping for the utter destruction of America?
Right. It's a term called consequentialism, that if you think the consequence of your actions is good, then it justifies any activity in order to get there. So the Machiavelli worded it, the ends justifies the means. So if there's no God, and you can kill babies, what's voter fraud?
Exactly. It is amazing and shocking, and I think this is what's happening in part, Bill, to your point, is it is so incredible for Americans to get their brains around it, to think that, wait a minute, how can a fellow American, how about somebody in elected office, somebody we see on TV all the time, be this diabolical? But the fact of the matter is that you've got to be able to look at the fruit of their policies and what they're telling us, because if they say to us they're going to burn it down, that's what they want to do. They want to burn it down. We got more from Bill Federer after this.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's 2.375 with a 2.396% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your new mortgage or refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
Today, many many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Hey, you got that right. We do have a country to save, and we're in the process of doing that right now as millions of people, record numbers, Bill Federer, are going and, boy, they're participating and doing their civic duty. And I think it's quite interesting to note that one of the trending topics on the Internet is how can I change my vote? I mean, are the people starting to see what's happening with Joe Biden to such a degree that it's undeniable, especially in light? I know the media doesn't want to pick up on this, and people are careful about this corruption issue that's been exposed. But, boy, man, this is... It's all playing a role in this. The fact that you have Donald Trump, by contrast, I think in the next couple of days he's going to do something like 11 campaign stops. I mean, he's out there with the throng, you know, carrying the message. And then you have Joe Biden, you know, he's forced to come out of his bunker. But even then, it's like two or three. So by comparison, just in sheer raw numbers, Donald Trump is overwhelming the body politic, you know, saying, look, I want the job. I'm fighting for the job. And Joe Biden is home and, you know, with his, I guess his feet up on the desk or whatever, you know, looking at the polls and buying into these poll numbers.
Yeah, it is shocking to have Twitter, Facebook, and all these different media outlets totally ignoring one of the biggest stories ever, that there's documented proof that a presidential candidate has been colluding with China and is doing all kinds of corrupt, illegal, under-the-table deals. Mm-hmm. And there's a, you know, Hunter Biden's hard drive. There's the Bobulinski. There's credible witnesses. This should be earth-shaking news all across America. And the fact that Twitter and Facebook and the media channels are able to, you know, ignore this and allow, you know, not allow this information to get out to the public is really shocking.
Well, you know, can we vote to put Adam Schiff on timeout for about, no, I don't know, 12 years or something? I mean, because everything is Russian collusion for him. I mean, immediately he comes out with this Russian narrative and his, in his faux confidential posture that, oh, it was all Russian disinformation. And, of course, right away, the committee of the intelligence community got together and said, no, this is there's a lot of gold in them thar hills. This is not anything that would smack of any kind of Russian disinformation. And so he's been kind of quiet, but anytime he can get in front of a camera and come up with this this faux narrative, I've had it with him. I don't want to see him anymore, you know, maybe forever, frankly. And I'm not saying anything evil should happen to the guy. I'm just saying I just don't want to see him in front of the camera. It's almost like, you know, what's his name, the senator who lied about his military service. And, you know, and he's still given camera time. It's like, please, you know, give me a break. I don't want to hear from people that lie. And until America starts establishing that standard once and for all, we got to continue to filter through some of this BS, Bill.
You know, in the new book I wrote, Socialism, the Real History from Plato to the Present, I go through how the most common form of government in world history is kings, pharaohs, caesars, kaisers, sultans, czars. Chinese emperors would have 2,000 concubines, and if you wanted to get an audience with the emperor, you would bribe the Mandarin eunuchs, and they would arrange some meeting with you and the emperor. Mm-hmm. It was very difficult, but the whole goal was, I got to get in to see the king. Well, in Athens, they had no king, and there were 6,000 citizens. The word citizen is Greek. It means co-ruler, co-king. Mm-hmm. And the word for city is polis, and the business of the city was politics. Mm-hmm. And so politics is the business. So if you have an agenda in Athens and you wanted to pitch it to 6,000 citizens, how do you do that? Well, that's when they would get the whole city in an amphitheater, and they would put on plays, comedies, tragedies, satires, where they would ridicule and buffoon certain points of view and honor and extol other points of view. And people would leave the theater saying, I don't want to be like that poor guy that was ridiculed to death. And the other guy, he was noble. He was virtuous. And, you know, and so from that time till now, theater, media, is a political in a country where it's the people that make the decisions.
Right.
Somebody's paying to write those scripts. Somebody's paying for the airtime. And, you know, I was I included a chapter in my book on Yuri Bezmenov. And he was a Russian KGB agent who defected to the United States in the 1970s. And he did an interview. He said, most people think of KGB like James Bond. He goes, no, our goal was to identify the public opinion molders in a country. In other words, they realized they could not defeat America on the battlefield. We won a two-front war during World War II. And so their idea was to rot us from the inside. Right. So if there's like you're climbing a tree and you put your foot on a branch and you know, oh, this can hold. But if that branch is rotten, you'll put your weight on it. It'll break off.
Exactly.
And so the idea is that if they can rot America morally from the inside, and how do you affect the population through the public opinion molders in Hollywood, in the news media, in education, the schools, the teachers unions, and the pulpit. And so here this Yuri Bezmenov says that there was a concerted effort for 20 years to infiltrate, befriend, to pull in, make it the cool in thing, to be in favor of the socialists, and to introduce a hate America message. Now, they do this in other countries. When Pol Pot took over Cambodia, mm-hmm. he made 1975 the New Year Zero, said everything prior to that was irrelevant, and he killed anybody that wore glasses. He figured if you wore glasses, you could read. If you read, you knew the history. And he wanted to get rid of all this history. And then you have Mao Zedong in China. Mm-hmm. And he had a cultural revolution. He destroyed the oldest Buddhist temple in China. He destroyed the great gates of Beijing. 5,000 years of Chinese culture. Mao Zedong is trashing. Why? Because he wants to have all the people ushered into the People's Republic of China. So it's this idea that when these dictators want to take over, it's 1984 George Orwell. Exactly. You want to rewrite the history. You want to get rid of the 619 Project, Howard Zinn's A People's History of the United States. So they go into the schools, but the idea is you get control of the public opinion molding, and he says this is a 20-year period to brainwash the country. And he says once the people go through this, it's permanent. He says you can take them over to the Soviet Union, show them a concentration camp, and they will not believe their own eyes. He says then the next phase is a 3 to 5 year period where you get the country to bankrupt itself, just spend irresponsibly and weaken the military with all kinds of weird social programs. And then he says, there's a 6 month period where you just have some incident, some crisis that you can stir up riots and protests and disrupt the whole country. And then in the mass confusion, you do a coup or a rigged election and you replace the leader. And so,
And here we are so close to all this, Bill. We're so close with what the intelligence community did to Donald Trump, all these the riots in the streets. I mean, you know, to your exact point, you know, and I think in lots of ways it's preconditioning, is it not?
Yeah, well, it is. And so after World War II, the KGB's taken over countries, Romania, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, Poland, and Truman does nothing. He thinks his United Nations is going to bring world peace. But the next president is Eisenhower, and he's faced with Iran siding with the Soviet Union and nationalizing their oil industry. And you think, well, big deal. Well, wait a second. Britain had no oil. So in 1908, Britain formed the Anglo-Iranian Oil Company. You know it better as BP.
BP, right.
British Petroleum is the Anglo-Iranian oil company. And so once the leader of Iran, Mossadegh, nationalizes and takes away the oil industry, Britain has no oil. So they appeal to Eisenhower. Eisenhower approves the first CIA operation to overthrow a country's leader. It's Operation Ajax. And the CIA operative on the ground is Kermit Roosevelt Jr., the grandson of Teddy Roosevelt. He goes over to Tehran. He's an expert in foreign languages, and he recruits mobsters and gangsters and radical imams, and he stages protests and escalates them into riots. They attack mosques, and then they co-opt the media with bribes and threats to blame Mossadegh for all the problems. And then they find some weak links in the military, and when the country is panicky and confused enough, they do a coup, and they put Mossadegh under house arrest, lock him away for the rest of his life where he dies, and they replace him with the Shah. And the Shah loved America because we put him in. And the CIA did the same thing in Guatemala in 1954, the Congo 1960, Dominican Republic, even Chile 1973. And the KGB did the same thing with Brezhnev hugging Yasser Arafat and helping him to start the PLO, and Brezhnev hugging Castro and helping him to take over Cuba, and the Soviets forming FARC and Colombia and all these, and then taking over countries in Africa, and China did the same thing in the Far East. This is called the Cold War. And these are tactics that have been polished and refined, and they have it down to an art. And the only thing different this time around is they seem to be taking place on American soil.
Exactly.
I mean, we know there's
well, the chicken, the chickens, they're coming home to roost, as Jeremiah Wright would say. Here we are, and you knew it started back then. So surprise, surprise, nothing new under the sun, is there, Bill?
No, and we know there's people in the intelligence community that do not like our president. They've been trying for 4 years to get rid of him. This is sort of like Plan B. And when they're cornered and they're about to get exposed, then they're going to pull out all the stops. I mean, you have riots where there's conveniently dropped off pallets of bricks. I was in Emporia, Kansas. Mm-hmm. And they said, yeah, somebody dropped off a pallet of bricks. There was no construction in the area, but it was right where they were going to have a peaceful protest. And somebody's orchestrating this. And, you know, I may have mentioned before, but I grew up in St. Louis and 30 miles from Ferguson. I've spoken at the First Baptist Church in Ferguson a number of times. And when they had these riots, 99% of the people rioting in Ferguson were not from Ferguson. They were brought in, bussed in by Moore, M-O-R-E, Missourians Organizing for Reform and Empowerment.
Well, Bill, we're out of time. We got to leave it there. Bill Fetter, always appreciate the time and the insight, buddy. Take care.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital?